Matthew chapter 17. Run your finger down there about verse number 14. Amen. Amen. I want to begin reading there in Matthew chapter 17, verse 14. I hear Bibles still are turning. Amen. But I believe the Lord's in this place this morning, church. I believe He's in here this morning. Amen. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14. Let me get here myself. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic, and sore vexed, and often he falleth into fire, and often into water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, except you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Albeit, this kind goeth not out but by fasting, prayer, and fasting. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you today, Jesus, for your spirit that we feel here this morning. Lord, I praise you, Lord, that we're able to be in your house today, Jesus. I ask that you would anoint me to deliver this word that you've laid in my heart, and I pray that you would anoint their ears to receive it today. Lord Jesus, we bind any hindering spirit and we plead your blood. Let me say nothing more. Let me say nothing less than what you'd have me to speak today. And Lord, I know if anything is going to come and remain to this service, it's not because of any flesh, it's because of you today. And I praise you today, Jesus. I praise you because I know that your spirit's here today. And I know that you're going to deal with them hearts today. And I pray that no one leaves the way they come, but let them leave today, Lord, challenged in their heart. Let them leave with a stirring in their heart. Lord, I praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I thank y'all for being patient with me. I know I was gone last Sunday, but I had no choice. I had to go get that boat and bring it back to Key West. And just seemed like everything that we did just went backwards. Everywhere we went, it just seemed like it hit us right in the face. Just one thing right after another, right after another, right after another. But the Lord works in mysterious ways. Amen. Amen. All this going on for about a week and all that. And I guess, about out there in the middle ground where there's nobody, what they call the Florida middle grounds. It was slick, calm, beautiful ride coming back there. And then the Lord began to deal with me and He gave me a message. And I see what it was all about then. Amen. I see where it all come from. Amen. Amen. So, Sister Alice, we can count it joy. Amen. Amen. Why, Brother Carl? Because we can count it joy. Because we see where the Lord's taking us and we see where He brought us from. Amen. But, Brother Steve, as I began to study in God's Word there, amen, I needed something. I needed something in my heart there. Amen. I needed to hear something. Amen. I shared it with Sister Lottie, a little of it. And I dug around in my old bag I had on my boat to keep me a few tapes in there. And lo and behold, I pulled out one of my old Brother Clendenin tapes. Amen. 1991, to be exact. And I sat in this service as he preached this message. Amen. As I begin to hear this message, I begin to listen to this message. I've been reading my Bible and all. And next thing you know, out there in the middle of nowhere, tears begin to run out of my face. Amen. They begin to fight. Just begin to cry right out there in the middle. Oh, I tell you, I know what he's doing. Amen. But my Lord began to relate some things to me that's been going on in this church right here since the day we walked in this church and from that time before that. Amen. When that message come, it said the battle is yet before you, church. It was yet before you. Amen. We come to this building, amen, before we ever had the first service. We got out there in that foyer and started praying, and the message come and said, the battle is yet before you. Amen. It wasn't the message we was looking for. We was looking for, you've done good. You've built well. Come on in and just enjoy the joys of the Lord. But no, it said the battle was yet before you. And since that very time, I have seen individuals in this building go through pure torment. I've seen the devil afflict their families. I've seen the devil come against their loved ones. I've seen the devil come and turmoil in their lives turn upside down. But I'm telling you what, the battle was yet before us. But I'm telling you one thing, I have read the book and I want you to know you're on the winning team today. Don't get discouraged because he defeated everything and we're on the winning side today. Amen. Amen. Oh, if I begin to read that lesson, I mean, I begin to listen to that tape there. But I want to preach this morning on some things that I just got through reading. First of all, verse 16, it says, and they could not. Amen. I want to preach on the they could not. Amen. The next thing is the why. Why could we not cast him out? The next thing is this. This time goeth but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Also, if you'll turn in your Bible where you ain't got to, I'll just read it real quick for you. Amen. We find over in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12, it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taketh it by force. Amen. Amen. Church, we look today and we see they could not. They could not. They come to Jesus with their hearts broke on the inside. They could not. They could not what? This man brought this child to him that had a devil that threw himself in the fire, threw himself in the water. But yet those disciples had walked with Jesus, they talked with Jesus, but yet they could not. Jesus was fixing to give them the answer. He was fixing to give them the answer. He was fixing to give them the cure. He was fixing to give them some sound advice. Amen. Church, how many's ever been up against a wall that it seems like you just can't go no farther? That you're up against a wall. Brother Steve, it seems like you can't go around it. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. You're against the wall, and there's no way to get around it, over it, under it. But I'm telling you, it's time that you go through the wall. Amen. It's time that you get a hold of the cure, and the cure is Jesus Christ today. I'm telling you, they could not. But I want you to know, they said why. But I'm telling you, the reason why is we've got to trust in Jesus. Amen. We've got to trust in Jesus. Amen. Well, I've heard so many things that's preached, and I guess if we sit out here in this church and we say, well, I could not, I could not, I could not. I want you to know, I got through reading that you can say to that mountain, be thou cast into the sea. You can say to that mountain, be thou removed. Amen. I'm telling you, nothing is impossible to them that believe. Amen. But yet, if we're not careful, we'll get in us a spirit that we cannot. Amen. I hate that word, I can't. I try to teach my kids, don't ever say I can't. Don't ever say I can't. Amen. Because I tell you what, I told a brother, if there's a will, there's a way. And that works in God's house just as well. If there is a will, there is a way. And I'm telling you, what you need is a body of believers that's got a will to see something take place, that's got a will to see a move of God. And I tell you, God will make a way. Every time He'll make a way. But it takes a will. Amen. But if you don't, the devil will come in our heart to say, they could not. And we'll come to church and leave church, and come to church, and leave church with a spirit in our heart that we cannot. Amen. Oh, but we cannot. But I want you to know. See, as this turmoil begins to hit the church, as it begins to hit this church here, it affects me, it affects everybody in the church. Amen. Then we begin to question why. The disciples had that why. In our lives, we always have found reasons. Why does this have to happen to me? Why does this happen to me? I see my brother up the road or down the road. Everything's going good in their life. Everything's fine. Amen. But why does it have to happen to me? Well, I want you to know, Brother Clendenin answered that question for me. Amen. I've shared this part here many times, but I guess I've been missing it on that tape the whole time. I've shared this in this church several times. I've preached on it, but I guess I've just been missing the core of it. Amen. He said he was preaching that revival. Amen. He was preaching that revival. And he said he went to this church and revival broke out. And he said he's not talking about those little 2 or 3 day revivals. He said if it broke out, they went to the frost. Amen. He said the Spirit broke out. The Lord began to move. Went that first week. And he said he was staying in a little old motel room. Had a little fan just a burning, a rattling in the windows. He said he preached. Went home to that motel room. He got up that morning. And he said he looked. And his wife was laying there comatose. White. His little child, little boy, and his little girl both were the same way before he left there. All 3 of them comatose. He said he went back to church that night and he preached that revival. And I know I've shared this, but I hadn't shared what I'm going to share in a minute. He preached that revival. He came back. He said all 3 of them still laying in the same position he was. He said he prayed. He said, I fought the devil. He said it must have been a reprieve in Houston, Texas, because they all was in that room with me that night. He said, I fought devils. He said, by then, I had a little army cot. He said, my babies were sleeping in that. I put them in the bed with his wife. And he said, the army cot had become my altar. He said, I went back to church. I shared with that pastor what had happened. He said, I got the gift of healing in my hand. I can feel it. He said, well, brother, bring that on over to my little motel room. I need you to stay. I need you. He said, I preached and the Holy Ghost just fell in it. He said, there was 7 or 8 of them come to the altar. He said, the workers come up and begin to pray with them. He said, I just slipped out the door. He said, I went right back and started fighting those devils again. He said, all 3 of them still laying in the same place I left them. He said, they're all three laying in the same place and they'll help them. I want you to know, Sister Lottie, that spirit of I could not was getting a hold of that man. That spirit of why was getting a hold of that man. But I tell you, he was beginning to pray and seek God, and he was wanting answers. He was saying, Lord, I have never forsaken you. I have done everything you've ever asked me to do. I have been faithful to you. I've done what all you call me. I have preached and I have preached and I have preached. Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Everything I love besides you is laying right here in this motel bed. Why is it happening to me? He asked that preacher, he said, come on over before he left that night. He said, I can't come tonight. I'll come in the morning. He said, man, I need you now. He said, I ain't coming now. I'll come in the morning. Amen. He said, the next morning, he said, he came here and his son. He said, they opened that door and come in there. And he said, they'd like to throw the screen door off the hinges getting back out of there. He said, man, I've seen this before. They're going to put this place in quarantine. You need to get out of here. You need to do something. He said, come on in here. I need help. He said, I've seen this before. You need to put this place in quarantine. Left him. Left him right there by himself. Still laying there, getting on the third night. He fought devils again. Went back and preached that night. Said he slipped out. Came back to that motel room again. And he said he was praying and praying and fighting devils. He said he's fighting them and he's fighting them and he's fighting them. And he was questioning again. I cannot. Why can't I? Why can't I? That could not. Spirit is in him. Why can't I? Why can't I? All that was going. And he don't have a scripture to this. This is what the Lord laid in my heart here. The why I can't. Why I can't. The could not spirit. I'll get a hold of a church and it'll stagnate a church. It'll stop a revival. It'll stop healing from coming. It'll stop people from getting saved. It'll stop people from getting delivered. But I'm telling you, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you this morning. We got to rise up and recognize that it's Christ that does the strengthening today. Not man. It's Christ that does the strengthening today. Amen. And I had fought about a week of pure hell myself this week. Amen. Everything going wrong seemed like every way I turned. Amen. But oh, I seen the revival coming at the end of the line. I seen that tunnel begin to light up out there. And old Brother Clinton began to preach to me. And Sister Alice, I tell you, I can remember I was in that meeting. I was in that meeting. And I can remember that same power. That same power. It was there. It's real today. And it's here this morning. Amen. But see, about 2 o'clock in the morning, he said the devil was just getting him. That I cannot spirit. That why spirit was really taking hold on him. He was beginning to question God. How many of us have ever questioned God? We all have. We all have. Said he remembered a time that an evangelist talked about. You serve the Lord, how things were going to go so good in your life. And all that, he remembered that. Revival, that an evangelist had talked about that and preached about that, how things were going to go so good. And if things were going in turmoil in your life, it's because you had missed the mark. That you was doing something wrong. That something was wrong with you and your relationship with Jesus. Something was wrong. It was your fault that things were not working out in your life. Now see, this man is questioning God. But yet he's getting deeper and deeper in prayer. He's getting deeper and deeper in prayer. The devil's trying to put that doubt in his mind. That devil will try to insert that little bit of doubt in your mind. And he'll get you to the point you can't even pray for your own self. He'll get you to the point that you don't feel like your prayer is doing nothing but falling out of your mouth and falling on the ground. And it's not going anywhere. But he said he got to the point that he remembered that evangelist saying that something must be wrong. Amen. Amen. But then he began to think about John the Baptist. He said, the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violent. But the violent taketh by force. Amen. You see that I cannot attitude, that why attitude, and this kind cometh only by prayer and fasting. Amen. When you get to that point of a prayer and fasting, I got news for you. You forget about the why. You forget about I cannot. You forget about all that, and you begin to get to that point. Hey, not violent. I'm not talking about when you hurt somebody. I'm talking about that intense desire that you're violent about it, that you want to see something happen, and you say, I'm not letting go. And he said, I got to that point that I said, Lord, everything is dear to me besides it laying here on this cot. About 2 o'clock in that morning there, he said, I felt something come in that building, in that room with me. He said, I was so afraid. He said, I was so afraid. I didn't know. I didn't know. But now you got to look at this running through this mind. Something's wrong. This is happening to you. Something's going on. This is happening to you. Something's wrong. You've done something wrong. Well, Brother Clendenin said, I thought about all I could think about was the Apostle Paul. I thought about the Apostle Paul. And he said, I come to three conclusions, Sister Lottie. Amen. He said, I come with these three conclusions. He said this. I seen all that Paul had went through. Amen. I'm going to turn over and read it real quick. I'm not going to go no farther. I want to get it all right here. Amen. It won't take me but a second. I want to get this right. Amen. He said, I thought about the Apostle Paul and all that Paul had went through. About all he had seen. Everything he had faced. Everything that he had faced. Amen. And I want to read this to you real quick here before I go on with this. Verse number chapter 11, verse 22, it says, amen. He says, are ye Hebrews? So am I. Are you Israelites? So am I. Are they seed of Abraham? So am I. There's Paul. He's all three, church. But listen to what happened. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abundant in stripes, above measure in prison, more frequent than in deaths often. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with a rod. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I spent in the deep, in journeys, often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by heathens, in perils in cities, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weakness, in weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, listen, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of all the churches. Listen to verse 29. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is offended? And I burn not. That why that I could not begin to change as he thought about the Apostle Paul. Amen. You see what Paul went through? All he could do was that revival, that evangelist would run through his mind saying, you must have doing something wrong with this to happen to you. He said, I come to a conclusion. I had three answers. He said this right here. He said, either the devil's stronger than God. Amen. Or Paul must have been outside the will of God. Or he's in the will of God. And all of hell has come against him. You decide this morning, church. You decide today. Amen. You might say, this is happening to me. This is all happening to me. Amen. Amen. Is the devil stronger than God? No, he's not. Was Paul outside the will of God? No, he's not. The only other alternative, Brother Clendenin said, was that he must have been in the perfect will of God, and all hell rose up to try to stop him. Amen. He felt that presence come in that room. He was so afraid. He said, I was scared. I was scared. But you know what happened, Brother Carl? He said, as he prayed, he said, a hand went right on my shoulder and said, brother, go to bed. All is well. That why that I could not had changed to this kind cometh by prayer and fasting. It had changed in his life. That outlook to saying, why is it always happening to me? He had got a vision of what was going on. That he was simply walking in the will of God and all of hell had come against him. He got up and crawled in that bed. He said he felt something tugging on his toe that morning. And it was that little bitty one saying, Daddy, I'm hungry. A little while he heard that oven something rattle. And he looked, there was another looking in the oven saying, I'm hungry. Little bitty seen something. It was his wife staring around. She was getting something ready. Why? Because I'm telling you, he said he just wanted me simply to get a hold of him. He wanted me to get a hold of him. And I tell you, the violence takes it by force. And we've got to get to the point that we'll say, Lord, I want to get a hold of you. And I'm not going to be took back. I'm not going to question you. I'm going to follow you. Amen. Because see, if we're not careful, the I cannot get in our hearts. The why will get in our spirit. And we'll forget about this kind. Cometh only by prayer and fasting. Church, I wrote down, I got 2.5 pages here of scriptures. I could have got a whole lot of them that I put with this here. That woman that had that issue of blood, she had it 12 years. 12 years. I think she got enough of that I cannot attitude. I think she got enough of that why has it happened to me?
I think she got enough of it. And she said, wait a minute, the violent takes it by force. I'm going to stand up and do something about this situation that I'm in. Why? Because I'm going to walk in the will of God. And I know I can't get over that wall, so I'm going to go through that wall. Amen. The answer is this, church. He wants us to get a hold to Him. He simply wants us to get a hold to Him. If we look, we find that Peter, when he walked out on that water, he was doing good, and he took his eyes off of the Lord. What happened? He began to sink. What happened when he got a hold of the Lord? He came back out of that water. Amen. We find that when Jesus goes to Peter's mother-in-law, she's laying there. He touches her. What happened? She gets a hold of him when he touches her. How? Because when he touches her, she is made whole. Amen. Church, we find this. But Jesus gave us a lesson. He gave us a lesson in His Word here. Amen. Matthew 17, 1 through 8 says, after 6 days now, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into the high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If Thy will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for Thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While He yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Amen. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. Listen to verse 8. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. That's the heart of my message right there. That's the heart of my message right there. Clendenin got to that place that he saw no man save Jesus only. When he felt him come into the room there, he got to that point there when that hand was laid on his shoulder. He said, I can hear it. It's just as real right now. He said, go to bed. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. What happened? He saw Jesus only. And church, I'm telling you, as long as you can see a way out other than Jesus Christ, you will seek that way. Your spirit on the inside will seek that way. But I'm telling you, when you get to the point, Brother Steve, there's no other way. And you say, wait a minute, I'm throwing down all I know. And I'm simply saying, Jesus, You're the way. And I'm going to see You and You only. I'm telling you, you just found the way. You just found the way. When they opened up their eyes and all they could see was Jesus only. Amen. Amen. Church, what happened over in that little bitty church over there? I still wonder how we got everybody in it. Amen. I guess the Lord knows how to compact it some. But what happened was this. When you walked in the door, you looked around there and you see spiders hanging on the side, outside spider webs. You could beat them and clean them and scrape them, whatever. And I believe they stood around the corner and watched you walk off and they'd run back up the wall. Amen. You seen the little bit of ceiling hanging down over there? Amen. Looked like it was going to fall. It never did fall on nobody's head because there was nails drove through that little bit of sheetrock. Amen. It hung up there. Occasionally all the lights would come on. Some of them wouldn't. Sometimes they would. Sometimes I'd flick them things. I don't know how many times I tried to get them on all during the service. And when you flicked them on and off, you weren't careful, the microphone would turn on and off at the same time. Amen. It was either hot or it was cold in there. It never was just right. Never was. Never was. It had echoes in there. Didn't have no room. That when you got in the choir, you burn up. When you step back down in the pew and sit down, you started freezing. Amen. If you went to the bathroom, if you were some of the ladies, you waited until they started singing. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Nick? I'm saying there was nothing that appealed to your flesh over there. There was nothing that appealed to your flesh. There was nothing that you would want to show off to somebody. But what happened when you walked through the door, you didn't see nothing but Jesus Christ. And I tell you, that's why He met us over there. And church, I tell you, if you'll come to this house and you'll see Jesus only, I tell you, you'll see Him meet us. You'll see Him move. You'll see His Spirit come down and move upon us one more time. But we got to see Him. 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 And it takes a I cannot attitude. Throw it out the door. It takes a why. Throw it out the door. It says, hey, I'm following You. Oh, it takes, I'm going to follow You, Jesus. That's what it takes, church. That's what it takes. I'm a following You. I'm a following You. That's what it takes, church. That's what it takes. I'm a follower of you. That's what it takes. I'm a follower of you. Oh, let me tell you. Hey, all he's got to do is say, it's going to be all right, Brother Steve. It's going to be all right. And it's going to be all right. Oh, let me tell you, church. We are products of our attitude sometimes. We are products of our attitude. But I'm telling you, let's be products according to God's Word. That He holds it all in His hand this morning. He's the answer today. He's the answer today. He's the answer today. And we've got to sell out to Him. We've got to sell out to Him. Oh, let me tell you, church. If you'll just see Jesus. If you'll see Jesus. If you'll see Jesus. Oh, just shut your eyes and imagine Jesus. Just shut your eyes and imagine Jesus. Think about Jesus. Don't think about Brother Nick. Don't think about that one sitting next to you. Just think about Jesus. Worship Him and the Spirit and truth. Oh, let me tell you, church. Let me tell you. He's the answer today. He's the answer. We cannot get that I cannot attitude. We cannot afford to have that why attitude. We've got to get to the point that the violent taketh by force. We've got to get out and say, I'm going to get a hold of Him. I'm going to get a hold of Him. I'm not going to let the devil come no more. I'm going to get a hold of Him. Why? Because I want to follow the will of God. Oh, let me tell you. Paul went through all kinds of things. Amen. Amen. We've all been through all kinds of things in this church right here. The Lord wonders. The battle is yet before you. But I want you to know one thing. If you walk in God's will, the enemy's going to be against you the whole time, sister. Oh, she come out of the hill of my time. But let me tell you, you're not walking alone. You're not walking alone. You're not walking alone. When you get to the point you feel like you can't go, just listen and feel for that hand that come touch on your hand, on your shoulder and say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Why? Because you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And He'll never strengthen you till that's the only one you can see is Jesus Christ. He'll never come and meet your need till He's the only one that you see in your life. He'll never answer your question until you see He's the only one that you see in your life. Oh, let me tell you. As I was riding that boat back, I had a lot of questions in my heart. Why? But I'm telling you, the Lord began to deal with me. I'm telling you, I felt like I could jump off that boat and run around it a couple times. Amen. Amen. I could have run up and said, hey, fellas, come on and catch up with me. I'm heading towards the house. Amen. Why? Because I'm telling you, He can revive you right in the midst of the trial. Amen. He can revive you no matter what you're facing. He can revive you no matter how low you feel. He can revive you. Why? Because I tell you, it's a great and an honor and a joy to walk in the will of God and to follow His direction. Why? Because I tell you, we got a crown of righteousness that's laid up for you and I today. Amen. We got something that the world can't offer. And we got something, Brother Jamie, the world can't take it away. Oh, let me tell you, church. Let me tell you. We got to get to the point that that's all we see. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Church, if we can just get there. If we can just get there. That all I can see is Jesus today. Oh, let me tell you. It ain't when I come to this altar how loud I pray. It's not when I come to this altar, how long I pray. What it is, if I come to this altar and I see Jesus, that's what matters, church. When I come to this altar, I see Jesus. Oh, let me tell you, hell does not want you to see Jesus this morning. Hell does not want us to have Jesus in this church. Hell does not want us to visualize a revival in this church. Hell does not want us to visualize these church pews being full. Hell does not want us to visualize building another church next door. Hell does not want us to visualize people getting saved and people getting healed. But I'm telling you what, I don't belong to hell. I've been bought and I paid for with a price, and that price is the blood of Jesus Christ, and I belong to Him today. I'm not answering to hell. I'm answering to my Maker, my soon coming King, and His name is Jesus today. And church, that's the one I'm going to stand before. That's the one I'm going to be judged by is Jesus. Oh, church, you don't realize how corrupt this world is. I tell you, if you ever go down in the Key West area, stay away from Stock Island. Stay away from it. I know how it was. I've been there two or three times now. It's not like any place I've ever been to. And I've been to some pretty rough places in my life. Now, I tell you, I have. It's a place that drugs are just peddled. I remember the first time I went down there, like in 93, young men would ride around in mopeds with beepers. Them boys would go up to the payphone and call and order the drugs, and they'd drive up. Prostitutes would come up in vans. Amen. I'm telling you, anything you've ever seen, it takes place right there. It's just kind of place set off the side in Key West. Drunks are walking down the road. They won't even get out of your road way. You just have to go around them. They just keep walking, like just right here, right down the middle of the road. You just go right around them, just glassy-eyed, on crack or whatever they're on. People standing and urinating on the side of the road as you drive by, it does not matter. Just standing and talking in the middle of the road, you go around, it does not matter. I'm telling you, the effects of sin. I'm telling you, the effects of sin. The effects of sin. Things that you cannot believe is happening right before your eyes. You say, is this the country that I live in? Is this really happening right here? But I want you to know something, church. When that light moves out, darkness comes in. When that light moves back in, darkness will go. And I want you to know this. Light that's shining, that'll have to flee. When that light's not shining, that's going to come and return back. And I want you to know one thing. For this community that you and I live in, if we don't let that light shine, that's what's ahead of us. That's what's going to come to this church. Amen. The answer is not in how much more law we have. The answer is if we'll let Jesus begin to shine. Amen. If we'll let Jesus begin to shine, the law won't have to do as much. Because I tell you, if that light is shining, it'll move that darkness out of the way. But the Bible says some men love darkness because their deeds are evil. Amen. Amen. There's people who've come in this church and sat down. Amen. Sat here and got up and left and never come back because of the way they felt. And I'm going to tell you the way they felt. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. They felt convicted. They felt that this lunatic preacher up here was preaching directly to them. I had a brother tell me he's not a brother no more. Amen. He's on drugs. Back on drugs again. But he shared to another fella. He said, you better watch him. You'll think he's been preaching or looking in your bedroom window when he starts preaching to you. Amen. I ain't been looking in nobody's bedroom window. But what I have been doing is listening to God. Amen. And I want you to know, if that shoe fits, you better wear it because the Holy Spirit's dealing with your heart. But people have come and sat down in this church and they've died up and walked out of them doors and say, I'm not coming back because I can find a church that I can sit down and be a part of that church and be comfortable and enjoy every minute. But I'm telling you what, I'm not here to make you comfortable today. I'm here to warn you that hell is real. And if you don't get right, you're going to go to hell. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is looking and He's coming like those that are looking for Him today. Oh, let me tell you, church, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, get ready because Jesus is coming. He's a coming. I'm not here to entertain. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm here to tell you about Jesus Christ. I'm here to warn you that this day is a day of salvation. If you're ever going to get in, you better get in right now. Amen. I want you to know, I'm going to tell you, as I told Brother Charles Sapp yesterday, you're going to waste your time going buying some duct tape and plastic. That ain't going to help you at all. Because you're going to have to stick your head out and breathe after a while. Amen. You can put it on your windows if you want to. You can stock up with all the canned goods you want. There's nothing wrong with that. You can get all that you want. But I'm telling you what, you better stock up with Jesus Christ right now. You better stock up with Jesus. You better get Him in your heart. If you ever had Him in your heart, if you ever walked that walk, you better talk that talk. You better live that walk. Why? Because He's coming, church, and He's coming after those that are looking. Shikata hikomate.